It's now 906 at 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. I'm Mike Weifert. Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program. My special guest is calling us by phone, and it is Aaron Smith, who's the director of Data Lab for the Peer Research Council. And good to have you with us, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So tell everybody first, viewers, we've got some time here to talk this morning, and we're going to talk about the business that we are in here in religious radio. And Mr. Smith is joining us this morning, a worldwide company in Pew. Let everybody know about your company there, sir, with Pew Research.
Absolutely. So we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization. We're located in Washington, D.C. We study a lot of different aspects of American life, everything from political attitudes to trends in religion to how people are using technology. Today I'm here to talk to you about a study we did looking at religious radio across America and how Americans are engaging with the religious content that they listen to.
I'm looking so forward to that, Mr. Smith. So tell her about how was the survey conducted?
So we did a few different things in this study. So the first thing that we wanted to look at was just how common is religious radio across America. Part of the reason we did this study, all the folks on my team, you know, we come from all different parts of the country, and it seemed to us like no matter where you go in America, if you can get a radio station on the dial, there's probably at least one religious station. So we wanted to see just how far religious radio extends. And so we looked at every FCC licensed AM and FM station in America and identified those that had a focus on religious content. What we found was that one out of every four stations in America are religious in nature. So picture a giant radio dial that has every radio station in the country. One out of every four of those stations would be some type of religious radio. These stations cover pretty much everywhere there are people. 98% of Americans can tune into at least one religious station from their home address. They cover the vast majority of the landmass with any amount of people there that are able to tune into a dial. So I think the first big picture takeaway from us is that this is a really prominent feature of the radio landscape and of the geographic landscape in this country.
I've been doing this for 28 years here at Glory Radio, sir, and what I found out, there's a stereotype about people will listen to religious radio, but a lot of people just don't think about religious radio. But then we find out that this format, if you name all the different types of religious radio, is that this the number one format in this country, which is an exciting thing.
Yeah, and so you kind of teed me up nicely there. The other part of this that we did was look at, we conducted a survey asking people about the types of religious programming that they listen to, and how radio fits into that. So the first part was just how prevalent is religious radios, are those stations out there in the world? This was kind of trying to get a sense of where this fits into Americans' lives. And on that, what we found is that almost half of Americans tell us that they listen to various types of religious programming, whether that's religious music, religious services, talk shows, religious storytelling, and audio dramas. A pretty sizable majority of those folks are listening on the radio, although obviously there are now lots of different ways that people can tune into this type of content, like various types of online streaming platforms. So both in terms of just how easy it is to find this out in the world and what share of Americans listen to this type of content, we were really struck by just how prevalent this is across the country.
Let's think about the stereotype that we mentioned about earlier as we talked with Aaron Smith, the Pew Research, one of the biggest organizations in this country. And I'm excited about talking to him this morning about what we do here, is that we look at the technology, how it's changed, sir. Not only, when I began here, it was AM radio. Then we went to FM radio. And then we start streaming, and it's any way we could reach people, that's where the technology is going.
absolutely. And I think one of the things that we were really struck by is how much of this content is available on lots of different platforms. So just to give you one sense of how that plays out, we looked at the 100 programs. So these are, you know, individual programs that are played on the largest number of terrestrial stations nationwide. Of those 100 programs, all but one of them are available streaming on demand as a podcast. And so I think one of the things that we really learned in going through this is that all of this content, you know, like every other type of content in the world, my organization is no different. We're out here writing reports, we're talking on the radio, we're putting things on social, we're trying to get our information in front of people in as many ways as we can. The religious radio world is very, very similar in terms of that content being available on lots of different platforms, all types of day. And we really see that in you know, the ways that the public tells us they're consuming this type of content as well. I mentioned that about 70% of the folks who tell us they listen to religious programming say they do that on the radio, but an almost identical share tell us that they get that on online streaming platforms as well. So at the level of the individual consumer, you know, people are getting this in their lives wherever they happen to be, in whatever way is most convenient to them. Sometimes it's over the air. Sometimes it's on their headphones or on their speaker at home, or any number of other ways. So that was something that was really striking to us as we did this work.
And I think with that, follow up with that, sir, is the fact of the programming that we have on a station that people want to be able to access that information any way they can. If it's music or it's information like we do a combination of Southern gospel music along with information here on our station. And it's like, okay, if you can't get us on the radio where you might be, is that you can even go on vacation. You can go to your cell phone, your computer, tablet, whatever, and you can stream so anywhere you want to go and hear that programming.
Absolutely. When we ask people who listen to this sort of thing where they listen to it, so we ask them, you know, how are they listening to it, whether that's radio or streaming. We also ask them what locations they're listening to that in. And as you might imagine, vast majority of those folks say that they listen to this programming at their home or in their car. So they're at home probably on a streaming device. Or they're in their car listening on the radio. But about half of folks say that they listen in public spaces. So maybe that's, you know, them standing in the grocery store line listening on their headphone, or maybe that's them being at, you know, a family event, some sort of other public space where they're listening communally with other folks. And about half tell us that they listen to that content at work. So not only are people, you know, lots listening in lots of different ways, they're also listening in lots of different places, and presumably, you know, at lots of different times a day, sometimes when they're fully dialed in and focused, sometimes when they've you know, got their spouse and their kids all running around demanding their attention, and they're you know, listening in one earphone and trying to keep an eye on dinner in the other. So I think we really saw a wide mix of how people engage with this, and I think, you know, again, as a content creator ourselves, that rings true to how we experience the world as we try to get our material out there to folks as well.
Again, our guest this morning on Community Focus is Aaron Smith, who's the director of Data Labs at the Pew Research Council. And I want everybody to again know is that you stay busy, your company does, all the time doing all types of research in all different avenues across the country.
Absolutely. So we our primary work is public opinion surveys. So we've got a very a large ongoing survey that you know, surveys the public on every issue of the day you could think of. Then my team is the data science team at Pew. So we try to tell stories with sometimes with polls, but a lot of times with different types of information. And so this was an example of a project where we could really dig into an interesting part of the media environment and look at listening to it and who those folks are, but how common it is and what sorts of programming those stations are offering. So it was a really fun project. Really enjoyed being able to take a look at this space and really paint the picture of this role. It's quite interesting and really lines up in a lot of ways with what we see in other types of media, even if it has its own sort of unique aspects to it that make it kind of interesting and compelling.
For example, sir, is that our station is an affiliate of SRN News, and I hear a lot of times during one of their segments, they'll give information about some kind of item that will be interesting to the public, and a lot of times they'll quote your company, and you go out, and a lot of things that will affect the family when it comes to different things happening in the world, which really goes in line with what we're doing here with our format of religious radio.
Absolutely, and I think that in a lot of ways lines up with what we saw in our survey, as well as another part of the study was we actually looked at the content of about 2,000 religious radio stations over the course of a month. And one of the things that came through in all of that is that there are just a couple of themes that often come up in why people listen to this sort of content. And also in the type of content itself. So when we ask people, why it is that they listen to religious programming, some of the most common things that came up were, as you might imagine, people are looking for, meaningful content, spiritually fulfilling content, relaxing content. About 40% say that a major reason they listen is because it provides them with life advice or guidance. And when we looked at, how much content or different types of content religious stations are playing, the average station plays about 2 hours a day of material that touches on, just advice on how to be a better person, a better parent, a better member of your community, and another 2 hours a day that spends on specifically topics around, parenting, child rearing, family, education. It all has a sort of religious lens to it. But the amount of content that they speak to is really broad. And so I think your station is a nice example of what a typical religious station in America looks like to the extent that such a thing exists. There's a lot of variation there as well.
That is great and exciting to hear. As our guest this morning on Community Focus is Aaron Smith, who is with the Pew Research Council. Pardon me. I'm Mike Warford with you here on 97.5 Glory FM. And we talk about that. What I've tried to do here since day one is to try to reach our community with the top program we had is that I'm not here beating God down anybody's throat from that standpoint, is that we just present the family type of programming here that can reach in any part of life. And we just got the National Day of Prayer, for example, last week, and we see the different avenues that we pray for, and that this kind of programming can reach all aspects of life in the family here in the area.
Absolutely, and I think that lines up a lot with some of the things that we saw in our work as well. I think one of the more interesting findings from the survey, as you might imagine, more religious people, they're the primary audience for this type of content. So about 80% of white evangelicals and black Protestants, for instance, say that they listen to religious programming. But one of the things that we found was really interesting was that if you look at U.S. adults who identify with a religion other than Christianity, about 40% of those say that they listen to religious programming. And even among what we call religious nones, so that's N-O-N-E-S, not N-U-N-S. So these are people who, we always have to drop that little bug. We're very proud of that one. These are folks who, maybe say they're agnostic, atheist, or just don't identify with a particular religion. Even about one in five of those folks say that they listen to religious programming at least occasionally. For many of those folks, they may be hearing it in that, that kind of public setting or listening in because a friend or a coworker or a family member is doing that. But I think it speaks to the fact that this type of content broadly reaches quite a bit beyond the most religious people out there, and at least in some ways is hitting lots of folks who are not necessarily regular churchgoers, who may not even identify with a particular religious tradition. So I thought that was one of the more noteworthy findings in the survey was how many folks who don't identify at all or don't identify that deeply with a particular tradition are still getting this content in some form or fashion.
Well, one of my philosophies has been since day one has been, pardon me again, that we entertain, we inform, and we inspire. Not necessarily in any order from that standpoint, but you got to enjoy what you hear to hear the programming and stay tuned or even go back to it and get engaged in what somebody's presenting. And at the same time, too, I'm assuming there's a lot of stereotypes. We live in the Bible Belt here in Georgia, for example, but the way your survey was the entire country, were there any surprises about certain areas of the country that maybe listened to religious radio that you might not have thought of in the past?
So I think the surprise, if there was one, was just how widespread this is. And so I will say that the stereotype is a little bit true in the case of the South. It does have the highest levels when we survey on things like religious attendance. The Southern United States does have the largest share of the population that, say, attends church regularly or identifies with a particular tradition. And we see that in the sort of the market share numbers as well. The largest sort of share of these stations is in the South. States in the South tend to have both the largest number of stations and also they make up the largest share of the dial. But they appear in lots of places that you might not expect. So just to give you a little bit of another stereotypical example, the state of California has more than 200 religious radio stations.
Wow.
Broadcasting from within inside the state. About 20% of all the stations, of all the radio stations in California, are religious in nature. So that's, lower than some other states, particularly those in the South. But I think, runs a little counter to what people might expect. And I think just speaks to, the fact that this is not a localized phenomenon. It's not something that's, in particular parts of the country, but not in others. There's certainly places where it's, more concentrated, but this really does span the whole geographic scope of America and into a lot of places that you both would and maybe might not expect it to be.
To give you an example, I'll let our people know, I'll use this term for Mr. Smith, who doesn't understand what I'm talking about. DMA, we're just north of Metro Atlanta, but we register in the Metro Atlanta area, and we'll have people who even find our station online because of our, relationship with the Metro Atlanta area there. When it comes to metro areas, was there a difference in the number of stations and the number of people listening to religious radio, say, in metro areas and not in, say, rural areas?
We weren't able to get too deep into specific sub state level areas.
Right.
Certainly we did see that, urban areas, you do tend to get big concentrations of stations, and that's, makes sense. It's a geographic medium. They're going to put stations where, lots and lots of people live. I would say that, as you get out into rural areas, you may get fewer stations, but, you certainly see the same sort of overall level of coverage. So, again, pretty much no matter where you go in America, unless you're out and driving around in the desert of the Western United States, basically, where there just aren't any people and you'd be kind of a crazy person if you tried to build a radio station out there. If you're pretty much anywhere you've got people, you're going to find a religious radio station of some kind. Although, they certainly are more, tend to be more concentrated in large metro areas where you've just got lots and lots of folks able to tune in at any given time.
Let's talk again about the technology again, and who knows where it's going to go here in the next few years. It's amazing how it has changed here. One of my biggest challenges has been keeping up with technology the 28 years I've been here at Glory, and it continues to be that way. But it's also a great blessing in knowing that from satellite programming to being able to stream on different platforms. And I even find out, Mr. Smith, that I'll get surprised. A couple of contact me and say, well, we're now, you're now listed on our stream. And that kind of thing is, well, great. It gets even more and more out there that people can hear your station.
Absolutely. And I just yesterday was getting trained on making vertical videos for social media.
Oh, wow.
So I definitely understand that life. We are constantly surprised by how many folks are consuming our content in various different places, and the scramble to keep up with what's the latest and greatest, and where does it make sense to invest our time and energy is one that we it's fun, but it's also a little tiring. I feel you on that one.
So how about can people find your information, say, on the Pew Research website, or how do you get the information out besides talking to me here this morning, which I really enjoy talking with you. Hopefully we can do it in the future from that standpoint. Can people just find out more details, all the raw numbers, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So we've got the full report is available on our website, which is Pew Research. That's P-E-W, like Church Pew, pewresearch.org. If you search Pew Religious Radio, this should hopefully be the first thing that pops up. And you can find us on various social platforms out there. But we would love it if people took a look. And it was great being here with you today.
Well, and enjoyed it here. We wrap things up this morning with Aaron Smith of the Pew Research Council, talking about religious radio. And I could talk all day with you about what we do here and how we try to reach people with the message. It goes back to engagement again. And we never know, with me behind the mic here a lot of times, is that who's out there listening. You can get all kind of information about who they think's listening to you, but it's amazing when you'll find out. Even in the public, I'll go out to an event or a restaurant where it might be, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we listened to you, heard this kind of thing. And I'd be curious about the engagements of people just listening and then what they listen to for throughout the day.
Absolutely. It's always fun to go out and meet some of your super fans who only know you by your voice or the things you're writing on the page, and they know your name and know more than you. Yeah, it's always an interesting experience.
Hopefully it'll be.
I might get that one a little less than you do. But.
Well, let me just say, hey, I know Aaron Smith now from that standpoint. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning. Look forward to talking with you in the future. You're always welcome to give us a call. Any research you might have that would be interesting to our listeners, you can go to send us an email. We'd love to find out more about what's going on. But it's always great to hear what's going on, and it's exciting to know that this format is reaching so many people, and that's the great part about it. Again, thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to talking with you in the future. Again, you can go to their website, as he mentioned, our guest this morning on Community Focus. Our public affairs program has been Aaron Smith of the Pew Research Council. That's Community Focus on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Coming up next, we got the latest and weather information from KJ Allen of the Georgia WeatherNet, and it comes up next on 97.5 Glory FM.